You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, where we invite digital marketers and founders alike to discuss softwares and strategies to scale your business. And what I want to talk to you about today, what I want to discuss on this podcast is what does it take to build a successful email program? And first, let me start out by defining what is an email program. Okay. This is not my terminology. This is the market's terminology. The more and more people have inquired or had issues, the language that seemed to be the most comprehensive and comprehensible was calling it an email program. Now, for those of us in the digital marketing space, that means how do you build an email marketing system that's automated? And what does this email marketing system do? It sends emails consistently without your spam rate or unsubscribe rate skyrocketing, deliverability issues, and the emails actually produce a result. That's what an automated email marketing system is, right? But for the sake of understanding, and I don't want to lose anybody on this episode, we're going to refer to it as an email program. All right. And with that being said, I want to, and again, this is sourcing from the reality that this is a heavy need in the marketplace right now, like an extremely heavy need in the marketplace. And the emergence of email and how it started as advanced with little features to easy adopt with more features is really what I'm talking about. So what do I mean? In the beginning, I'm going to date myself as a marketer here. I would say maybe 15 years ago, AWeber, MailChimp, iContact, Constant Contact were like some of the primary email providers. And at that time, they weren't very advanced or flexible. And if you were using those, it was like, wow. Well, so low flexibility, low features. Right. This was email marketing platforms. Now you look at it. Just look at MailChimp. We'll take MailChimp for an example. MailChimp has e-commerce. It has tagging. It has segmentation. It has all kind of integrations, more flexibility, more features. Right. However, like most technologies, with most industries, the technology has evolved faster than the average acumen of the market. So 10, 15 years ago, I'm learning email marketing, and me, I'm a Jeff Walker graduate or alumni, however you want to call it. Jeff Walker was the one that showed me through his product launch formula, I think like 2.0, this was early, that how email marketing worked, right? So with that being said, fast forward 10 to 15 years, I'm thinking it's commonplace. It's common knowledge. This is just what we do. That you send the emails, they land in people's inbox, they open them, you convert leads to customers, customers to more customers. It's not the case. The acumen for email marketing in reality is just now starting to increase, right? Now people want to email, but they don't know how to do it profitably in a way that's sustainable. So the journey prior to this was like educating the market that email marketing is a thing. Like, hey, look, you guys should be sending emails. This is what it can do. This is join in. And I don't know if you all remember, like Digital Marketer had the machine, the book, and it shows you your indoctrination. Now, granted, I never read it. And the reason why I never read it, in full disclosure, is because I want to author my own book on email marketing, marketing automation, and I just don't want to be tainted. That's all. I don't want to be influenced by anybody else's tutelage or knowledge. But anyways, you had Digital Marketer, you had all of these, like I said, Jeff Walker, you had all of these gurus talking about how email marketing can be profitable, how it should work, and why every entrepreneur should be building a list and things of that nature. And it's taken time. It's taken time for the market to say, okay, we trust this. And maybe COVID was a big push as well. But when I look at me, you know, as a marketing automation expert, the epitome of an automation service provider, myself, leading that charge, creating the space, I realized something, everybody. As much as I love to automate systems and work with startups and put these fast scaling systems and solve problems with technology and strategize around marketing and sales, how to close quicker, shorten sales cycle, expand lifetime customer value, all with technology, right? I love that stuff. Sometimes you choose the work and other times the work chooses you. And that's what's happened to me with email. I was asked maybe a few years ago in the e-commerce space to help and create a profitable email marketing program for a company that just marketed, that just wanted to market to their customers. And I was able to do that. And it wasn't like I was intentionally saying, hey, I'm going to do this amazing thing. It was just using the proven practices I knew from automation. I applied them and they worked. Well, they work so well, I guess recency bias, I started to hear more and more. And then, of course, word gets out. I get more and more inquiries. Hey, can you help me with my email program? Hey, can you help me with my email? My deliverability sucks. Help. Right? These are all things that what I mean is the industry chose me. I did not actively go and say, I'm going to be the email marketing guy. In fact, we had Adrian Savage on the All Systems Go podcast. He has a platform dedicated to email deliverability. Somebody like him, I could see him being the champion of creating successful email marketing programs. And he may do that. I'm just saying you have more intentional. I'm choosing the work. And sometimes the work just chooses you because you respond to the call. That's what happened with me. And I'll tell you what, it takes intentionality. So for me, I'm no longer like it's a chance. I know how to do it because it takes intentionality and it takes a framework. Okay. With those two, you won't find, as a seasoned marketer, you won't find yourself without results too often. Okay. So what I've done, and this is by the industry choosing me, is I developed a framework that's yet to be defeated. I think that it's the foundation of every email marketing strategy existent. By the way, if you're listening and you're in the automation service provider program, or you've gone through it and you're alumni, all my certified people know this. There is a training. You already have access to this framework. It's the Fix Your Funnel workshop in the academy. So as you're listening, if you're like, I need to learn this, it's there. The map, the flow chart, all the logic is right there. That's the skeleton of the framework. But again, this framework is yet to be defeated, and it's both a framework and an approach. Okay. So the framework only works with a certain approach. All right. So I want to share a little bit of both. And the reason being is because you know, I'm a human. You guys pull on my heartstrings. And when I say you guys, I mean, the startups, tech startups that are really trying to navigate this space. I'll throw in some of the solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, but it's really the tech startups. They've got funding and they're really trying to do the right thing. Scale safely, sustainably, right? Scale the right way. And email often is a huge part of that. And they fall victim to just not knowing how to deploy it. Okay. So I want to talk through, I want to give you some pointers, and they're in no particular order. Okay. I have them ordered in my program. Don't get me wrong. And we walk through exactly why this step is what and how it produced. I've got various flow charts that show different configurations of it, but it's the same framework, right? It's the same framework. So the first, when I think about approach, you have to change your mindset to this, to understanding this. You have to know the location of all of your leads all of the time. Okay. Know the location of all of your leads all of the time. I teach life cycle marketing correlated to segmentation. Okay. So I know you can go to HubSpot, websites like that. I think HubSpot is the leading marketing platform that teaches lifecycle marketing, where you have prospect leads, MQL, SQL, opportunities, customers, right? And I may not be saying it verbatim, but I'm pretty close. And within those life cycles, there's segments, right? Somebody is just not in that life cycle and then they move to the next. You could think that, but your email marketing efforts would be thwarted. So there's segments within life cycles. So how do I know what life cycle you're in and what segment you're in? I have to plan that entire path out in advance, right? So once I do that, I'm able to locate by looking at your record in my CRM system and seeing exactly where you're at. And if I can locate you at all times, then that means I can ensure the messaging that you receive, whether it be manual or automated, is relevant. Okay. Now, in order to do this, again, you have to map out the journey prior. This is why I tell you, I teach this. In effect, in our weekly office hours calls, I'm usually showing a flowchart because flowcharting in the engineering space, they're called schematics. And it takes skill, it takes repetition, and it just takes hours to really get a flow to flow, pun intended, of get your style, your identity. How do you coordinate? How do you display the boxes and arrows in a way that's not hard to follow, right? So you need to, this is a skill that you can't be an automation service provider without. And this skill needs to be learned ASAP if you're looking to have any kind of success or if you're looking for longevity as an automated marketer in the industry. Okay. So know the location of your leads all the time. This speaks to segmentation. You have to be proactive with your segmentation for any form of expectation of success. Otherwise, you're going to be scratching your head like, I don't know what's going on. Our open rates used to be so great. They've tanked. We migrated platforms. Oh, now the new platform doesn't work. No. There's even a strategy, which I have with my list maintenance when you're migrating, right? How do you keep engagement high even though you migrated? There's a way. You can't just import your leads. Now, that's a whole nother topic and a whole nother course in the academy, right? So that's the first one. Know the leads, know your leads, location all the time. Be able to locate all your leads all the time. Next, don't just dump them into mass mailings. Now, I see this a lot, and you need to have a strategic way to onboard leads. Long-term leads, let me say this, you need to have a strategic way to onboard new leads, long-term leads, and customers. I said onboard, not send an email, you're welcome, and then just start sending emails. You have to be very strategic in what that onboarding sequence looks like. And with e-commerce, there's many variations. Watch this, my same framework, but it tweaks. It can be tweaked if you have a trial before you buy the product. And then if you have a trial, if it's a mandate or a static duration, or if it's more dynamic, let's say you have a 21-day trial, but they can purchase any day of that 21 days. That's going to tweak the onboarding with respect to someone who has a 21-day trial that you can only purchase at the end of the 21 days. Same framework, but I have to tweak it a bit. Right? Given those considerations. And the idea is, I'm not just going to, you give me your email and then I just dump you in and start sending emails. This is what happens. What happens is people do an additive approach. They do, I'm talking more of a serial, sequential. They do more of a parallel all at once. And what happens, you opt in and there's some sequence of emails that go out when you opt in because they now know, oh, I can set up an email autoresponder. But while they're going through that original sequence, you're also sending them weekly mailings or promos or whatever you can think of. Oh, let's mail our list. It's the fastest way to kill your list and burn out your leads because they're confused. They're getting messaging from all over the place and they don't know what to do. It's not that they don't want to take the action that you're asking them to. If you were asking them to take one action, which is a sidebar, it's not in my notes. Many of you are asking people to do too many things in one email. But again, another topic, another podcast. But you have to keep them focused. You have to treat leads in your email, leads in email like children who have the shortest attention span, right? You could be talking to them, saying something good, and then somebody's over here with a sucker. Try to keep that child's attention. Just try it. Try to keep that child's attention with some cartoon playing in the background. For my kids, it was Backyardigans. My daughter, Backyardigans. Try to get her attention while Backyardigans is playing. And some of you, your email is that backyard, has that Backyardigan effect to an adult. They're thinking, hey, I need to learn this one thing. And here you go hitting them with all these promos or these other newsletters. And then you wonder why it's not working. Well, because it's not sequential. It's not sequential. It's not strategically sequential. The all mailing list or database should be the last step after you've strategically onboarded them through various phases. Okay. And again, this is where most go wrong. And this was the genesis of my framework. I'll tell you that it was the genesis of my framework. This framework started when I was at Lead Pages. So this is about when I say framework, when someone says they have a proven process, next time ask them how old it is. This is at least 10 years. Money behind it, almost 100 million. It's a solid framework, right? And essentially what I'm saying when I'm talking about sequential and everything, it also involves segmentation. And here's another one. Here's another S, suppression. Segmentation and suppression for success. Okay. And success is achieved through targeted sending. All right. So I need to know the location of all my leads at all times. Then I also need to make sure I'm sequentially taking them through phases and then targeting my send through their phases. And then at the appointed appropriate time, I'll drop them into my all mailing to stay on top of mine. Okay. And the last one. So I'll end it with three. I give you all three because this stuff is, as you can see, there's a lot that goes into it. It may just seem like, oh, build an email list and mail. Not really. Right. So the last one is build in a way that makes measurement easy. This is actually, I'm giving away. So in my automation service provider program, as part of the Amplify my automation package, I have 10 commandments of automation building. And if this is not one, it's one, it may be a whole module where I talk about measurement. And my thing is you always want to build something so that it's easy to measure. You will see the difference. You will see the difference in a seasoned marketer and in a bland marketer, one who lacks seasoning, by how difficult it is to measure what you're doing. If you got to scratch your head, right? You're trying to figure out how is this working? They need seasoning. Your marketer needs seasoning. Okay. So I'll say this. This is very similar to when I teach automation, build modular. Okay. Part of that modular approach is making sure that each piece is measurable. It's just like an automobile. I used this analogy when I was at ActiveCampaign, but you can go into certain parts of a automobile, a car, the fuel system, and check. I can check the temperature of my antifreeze and my oil and my engine block, and I can go and look at the amount of oil that's in my car. I have various gauges and ways of observing the fitness, the maintenance, and the operation of that system. We have to build the same way. We have to build the same way to make it easy to measure, because that's ultimately our guide of what's working and why, right? Copywriters love this stuff. You want to make a copywriter happy? Give them a bunch of data based on what's working. Not ideas, not theory, data. All my copywriter friends said amen. Thank me later. Matter of fact, go share this with your clients that don't understand that you're not a magician with words, a magician with a pen. You need data. You have to have data to make an intelligent decision on what angles to use, how long form, short form, call to action. What do I want to say? Is it first person, third person? You get what I'm saying? Right? So effectively, for the most part, these are the main pillars. Again, I didn't intentionally like list them out here. I have an idea when I sit down and record these, and I've done it so much that it's very familiar to me. Okay. But these are good pillars. This is good foundation for you. But however, knowing what I just told you, you're still going to need some stuff. All right. You're still going to need a copywriter. We talked about that. Copywriting is key for successful email marketing. All right. You got to have a copywriter. You need to have graphic design, somebody to design nice graphics to put in your emails. If you're using graphics, I'll put an asterisk by this. Some of you don't need to be using graphics. Just send all text emails, right? They tend to perform better anyway. All right. You need an email platform manager. That may be a new term that you haven't heard, but this is somebody dedicated to managing your email platform. This encompasses building, implementing, right? Measurement, and all of the ancillary tasks, creating links with UTM parameters, right? Coordinating with the web dev or freelancer that's building the landing pages so that appropriate fields can be populated or hidden and received to make sure measurement is accurate. This is what an email platform manager does. And along with strategize, they come to the meetings providing the data. This is the email platform managers. This is their job. Okay. On top of that, you're going to need an email, what I call an email revenue strategist. And this is often the role that I play when I consult with companies. I'll come in and I'll strategize. I'll take my framework that I know and I'll see how it looks for that business. I'll map it out. I'll detail it. Then the email platform manager implements it, executes it, manages it, tells me how it's working. We make the appropriate adjustments, right? This is a collective effort is what I'm telling you. So many of you have one person doing all of this. You also need a web developer. Those emails need to be going to pages. Those pages should be on your website. Okay. If they're not on your website and you've listened to the All Systems Go, I've got a previous episode, don't know the number, sorry, but it's called The Marketing Layer. You listen to that and we're able to get one up by yourself, send them to your marketing layer, safest way. That way you don't need to involve a web developer at all. Okay. You need analytics. Analytics, this is part of your email platform manager job, but depending on your strategy, you may be doing some advertising, you may be doing, you know, social media, paid SEO, whatever, YouTube, it doesn't matter. So you may want somebody specific in those platform for analytics, or your email platform manager may be savvy enough to get those analytics for you, okay? And lastly, but definitely not least, you need a content calendar. You have to have a content calendar. You have to know what you're sending when. And this content calendar should also be organized by segment. Okay. What's going out when to who? If you've got multiple departments, yes, you'll need some cross communication. Hey, when are you guys sending something? Hey, when are you guys sending something? All right. Now we've got our content calendar. Then we've got everybody else's so we can understand the journey. I'm not saying you'll send less emails. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying make sure that you understand what that journey is going to be. All right. If you start getting high unsubscribe rates, you kind of know why then, right? You got a good indicator of what's going on. Oh, too many emails. Now, let me address this idea of too many emails. Well, how many emails are too many emails, Chris? How often should I be emailing, Chris? Two words. It depends. Okay. I've seen people email daily. I've seen them email weekly. I've seen them email monthly with both results. It's all about how you set the expectation and how you deliver the value. If right now I've got friends who are deep into cryptocurrency, there are daily newsletters going out and that's not even enough. They join Discord and all kind of other platforms because they need like hourly insight, right? But then I've got other friends like in the education space. It just doesn't move that fast. go ahead and send me something every day if you want to. I don't have time. Can't look at it. B2B, man, I've got my best friends in the construction industry. They're out in the field. They don't have time to be looking at email. So it depends. It depends. Now, the frequency may be more correlative to your industry, but value is universal. If it's not high value, if you don't know what people actually want to hear from you, and there's ways to extract it from email. There's ways to use email to see what people are interested in and send them more of that. There are ways to do it. Listen, anything can be figured out with the right amount of information. For us, digital marketers, what is that information? Data. The right amount of data and context. All right. I don't want to be sloppy and just say, if you got data, you can figure it out. No. Because you can get a lot of false positives. If you have data and context, there's not much that a savvy marketer can't figure out. It's the first thing that I ask for. Data. Okay. Tell me about what were you doing? What are you sending? Let me see an email. Let me see this stuff. Right. Most people want to just start emailing and making money. It's the most naive approach I'm seeing, and it needs to stop. I'm here to help slow you down and let you know that there's more involved. So what you're going to need to do is if you're the implementer, if you're serving as the email platform manager and beyond, sit down. This is required listening for your entire team. Send it to the CEO. Just tell, hey, this 20, 30 minutes. You can even listen to it on 2X, 15 minutes. Just hear what this guy's saying. Okay? I partner with marketers all the time to help the founders understand and help give the marketer guidance too. Nobody wants to fire their freelancer or fire their employee or just split ways. Everybody wants it to work. And sometimes you need that mediator. You need that person to stand in the gap and be the interpreter, the wise interpreter. I play that role a lot, but I just want you all to know, sometimes you're experiencing a frustration that you've created unintentionally, and you just don't know how to fix it or solve it. It's not necessarily any one person's fault, but one person can help you solve it. They can. This is not a pitch for me, by the way. I can be that person. I've been that person to a lot of people, but I'm just trying to give you an understanding of what this journey looks like so you can approach it realistically, right? It's needed now more than ever. And if you want to gain this skill set, I've already mentioned the resources that I have, okay? Now, let me say something special. If you are looking to drive revenue with email and you're having problems getting your deliverability up, which means it's reaching, it may or may not be reaching the inbox, but your engagement is low. So let me separate deliverability from engagement, because Adrian he needs this. Go listen to the previous podcast about deliverability. Don't know what issue it is. Hopefully you could just do a quick search in Apple or on my website. So deliverability is the email actually reaching the inbox. Even if it's spam, it was delivered. Engagement. That's what we're looking at. I've got low engagement. I just really need help. I do have one certified automation service providers, but I have a special intake form that you can fill out. We'll review what your current situation is, and we'll let you know within a day or two if we can help. Okay. If you want to access that form, okay, it's automationbridge.com/delivery. Nope. I said delivery. It's not even deliver. It's deliverability. You talk about them. So rule number one is whenever you give a short URL, it should be easy to spell and definitely easy to say. So the fact that I'm tripping up over it, I'm definitely breaking a rule. But it is. It's automationbridge.com/deliverability. Deliver and then ability, all one word. Okay. Deliverability, and you'll be able to submit your information. We just, you know, get what your performance is and see if we can help. So again, some of you, you just need that outside mind, outside guidance to get you on the right path. Some of you could be sitting on millions. Some of you could be sitting on 250 thousands. Some of you can be sitting on 50 thousands. It's all money. It sounds like all good money to me doing this the right way. All right. So hopefully this was extremely helpful for you and you have a better understanding of what it takes to build a successful email program so that you can navigate and operate in the marketplace more accurately.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the All Systems Go podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure that you're subscribed. At the time of recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to, and it can be found in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes are released every Thursday, so make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss out. And while you're at it, please leave us a 5-star rating and review to show some love, but also to help future listeners more easily find the podcast so they can experience the value and goodness as well. We've compiled all resources mentioned on the podcast, as well as other resources that are extremely valuable and effective at helping you grow your marketing automation skills quickly. And you can access them all at allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.